And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Dog Napper Gets Caught. Sparky was very puzzled, very mystified, trying to figure out how we knew that this would be the day we would capture the dog napper. Of course, he didn't fully understand the situation. He just knew that he was anxious to get his dog, Bunny, back. He had been lost. That is, the dog had been lost for several days. We advertised for him in the newspaper, offered a reward. Now we're waiting for a man who telephoned us, saying that he had the dog, to bring Bunny back. As we join today's adventure, Big John and Sparky and Mayor Plumfront are in the living room.
Well, we sure have been sitting here a long time waiting for the man to get here with Bunny.
Yeah.
Let me take a look out the window and see if he's coming.
Hey, Sparky, get away from that window. Just sit there and act natural. If he should see anything suspicious when he pulls up in front of the house, he might catch on that we're onto his little game, and he might not even bring Bunny in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want that to happen. Hey, listen, what if he sees the policeman who is here with us?
Don't worry about that, lad. He won't see Officer McNightstick. Old Mac is out in the hall, and when the front door is opened, he'll be right behind it.
Good, good. We don't want any slip-ups. Boy, I wish he'd get here. You'd think he could have gone to Oswald Hassenpfeffer's house by now.
Oh, come on. Give the man time, Sparky. After all, Oswald lives six blocks from here. By the time the man finds the house and delivers Oswald's dog, it all takes little time.
Yeah, just be patient, lad. Man will be here with your dog in just a little bit now. And when he gets here, we'll have Officer McNightstick pinch him. Put the old...
I've heard of kidnappers before, but this is the first time I ever heard of dog nappers.
Mm.
Still can't believe it, in fact.
Well, it's an old racket, Sparky, and not a very nice one either.
That's right. The whole thing looked fishy to me from the very beginning. I figured that this was one of them there dog napping cases. As soon as you told me about how all the dogs in the neighborhood was just disappearing all over the place.
Oh, did you hear that?
One...
Is there an automobile that just stopped out front? I'm going to take a look.
Sparky, I told you to stay away from that window.
That's okay. Hey, there he is. That's his car. Yeah, it's the man with Bunny. He's bringing him back, Big John. He just stopped his car out in front of the house.
All right. Now, you sit down here. Sit down here just as if you suspected nothing, because we don't want him to see anything suspicious if he happens to look in through the window. Now, sit down.
Okay.
Take it easy. Here in a second.
Boy, we'll be long now. I just heard him slam the back door of his car shut.
Yeah, now how do you know it was the back door he shut?
Well, when we were following him earlier this evening, he always took the dogs he was returning out of the back seat.
Oh, I see. Regular little detective, that's what you are.
Lad's got a regular hawk's eye there, Buster. Yes, he does.
Oh, there's the doorbell. That's him, Big John.
All right. Now you go and answer the door, Sparky, and don't say anything you shouldn't. Let the mayor and me and Officer McNightstick take care of arresting this fellow, you understand?
Okay, I'll answer the door.
All right.
Boy, I can't wait till I see Bunny again. Ooh, I know that he'll be glad to be home again. Poor Bunny, I wonder how much he missed me. I wonder if he missed me as much as I missed him.
Officer McNightstick, stay out of sight behind the door there now. Don't come out till we call for you.
All right, Sparky. Open the door.
Okay, here goes. Hey, hi, Bunny. Hey, he's back. Hi, Bunny. What do you say there, old boy? Hey, oh, boy, sure good to see you again, Bunny, old dog. Yeah. Here you go. There. It's okay. I sure want to thank you, mister, for finding the dog for me.
Yeah, well, I guess I don't have to ask you if you're the kid that owns this here dog.
Oh, no, mister. You can tell by the way Bunny is acting. He's my dog. Oh, boy, look how glad he is to see me.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well, kid, I think that you had an ad in the paper about how he's going to give $25 reward for the return of his pup, so that's why I brought him back here. You see, how about the 25?
Yeah, that's right. Big John's got the money.
Big John? Hey, you mean to tell me that Big John lives in this house? Big John?
Sure. You know Big John?
Know him. Hey, listen, kid. Who in the mob don't know Big John? Yeah, I know him. Sure.
Do you mean Big John is that famous?
Oh, listen, kid. Big John Cracknuckles is the slickest pickpocket in the Windy City. I didn't know he was down here in Cincy, though. When'd he blow into town? Hey, this is news to me. I'll be glad to see him.
Huh? Big John who?
Cracknuckles. That's his moniker.
His moniker? What's that?
His moniker, that's his handle, is John Henry. That's his name. His name there.
Boy, I didn't know that. Hey, Big John. Come here a minute.
Yeah, what is it, Sparky?
Hey, Big John, is your last name Cracknuckles?
Hey, now, wait a minute. What are you trying to hand me here, kid? This ain't Big John Dare.
If so, aren't you Big John, Big John?
Well, that's what they call me.
Yeah, that's what might be what they call you, but you ain't Big John Crackknuckles. I kind of thought it was funny that old Big John would be down here in Cincy. Well, anyway, kid, how about the reward for returning the pup there? How about the $25?
Oh, Big John has the money. Go ahead, give it to him, Big John.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. $25, isn't it?
$25, that's right. 25 smackaroos.
All right, here you are. 10, 20, and 5, that makes 25.
Yeah, thanks. Old new bills, huh? Hey, does everybody in this here town have nothing but new money?
Better look them over good, sir. I operate a printing press.
Yeah. Very funny. Well, I gotta be going. Thanks for the 25 there, kiddo.
Just 1 minute there, mister.
Hey, what's this old fat boy here? What do you want, fat?
Officer McNightstick, step up here and do your duty. Arrest this here man.
Hey, what are you doing there? What's the matter with you, Fatso? What's the big idea of the cops? Who called the cops here?
Never mind about that. You're under arrest, mister.
Under arrest? What for? What for, Fatty?
For stealing dogs and collecting rewards for their return.
Well, yeah. Who says I stole any dogs and collected any rewards?
I say so. That's who says so.
Now, wait.
Come on, let's just step outside and take a look inside that there automobile of yours.
What are you going to do that for? What are you going to do there? What are you opening the door for?
Because the back seat of your car is filled with dogs, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get that stuff, kid? Where'd you get that stuff?
You'll see. Open the back door to his car, Mayor.
All right.
There. What do you call that?
Well, what do you know? Where'd all them dogs getting in my car? What's all them dogs doing in my car?
You know very well how they got there. You stole those dogs.
What do you mean, stole them? Wait a minute, mister. Do I look like the kind of a gentleman that would go and do a dishonest thing like that, stealing them little dogs?
Frankly, yes.
At any rate, you're under arrest, mister. Under arrest for stealing all these here dogs and the three dogs and a cat you've already delivered back to their owners and collected the rewards for.
You ain't got nothing on me. Can I help it if I just happened to find the pups like
you
that?
You did not find all these here dogs, mister. They were stolen. And you have collected rewards for him.
Oh, yeah, prove it.
Well, that won't be so hard. You thought it was funny that everybody paid you with brand new money, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at all the serial numbers on those new bills, you'll notice that they run consecutively. We've got the numbers of every bill you have in your pocket.
Oh, a bunch of wise guys, huh? Well, you can't prove that I stole them, there, hounds, and there ain't no law against collecting a reward for a lost dog which you have found, which I did.
Well, we'll see about that.
Hey, Mayor, Officer McNightstick wants to say something to you.
Just a minute, fellas. Excuse me whilst I step over here and talk to the officer. Keep an eye on this here character now.
Don't worry, Mayor. We won't let him get away with any funny stuff. Now stand right where you are, mister, and no funny stuff. Do you hear?
Well, I just hope you're having fun playing cops and robbers, kids, because as soon as you guys let me go, I'm going to sue the whole bunch of you for false arrest.
Hey, Big John, can he do that?
Well, he's not going to be able to do anything after we're through with him.
Well, Mayor, what is it?
Well, if this here fella thinks he's going to get out of this town without getting arrested, he is sadly mistaken.
I told you, you ain't got nothing on me.
Officer McNightstick here says he recognizes this here fella, Buster. His name is Big Blow Joe Michelogi. Big Blow Joe is the most notorious safecracker in the United States of America. Get your police car out of Big John's garage, Officer McNightstick. And take Big Blow up to jail. Yeah.
Boy, was that man a real gangster? Wow, and we arrested him. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, I'll tell you, there was an exciting adventure that just snuck up on me before I even knew it. Can you imagine that, kids? The man who stole my dog and all the dogs that belonged to the guys in my club was a gangster. Big Blow Joe Michelogi. That's what Mayor Plumfret said his name was. Well, that's all over now, and Bunny's back home again. Question now is, what are we going to do for excitement around here? Hey, I wonder how old Yuki Butch is getting along, pitching for the Cincinnati Reds. I've been so worried about Bunny lately, I haven't had a chance to keep track of him. I better go on in the house and read the newspaper. I'll see you later, kids. So long.